Most of the time when we pray, we tend to ask for things from God. This is a normal part of prayer, right? I mean, if we believe and trust in God, it makes complete sense to ask Him for things. And this is a good thing. Jesus taught us to ask, and I say, when you ask God, ask big. Now, I don't mean for a big house or anything like that. God's plans are much more profound and meaningful. When you ask, you should look deep inside yourself for what really matters to you, and then ask God for those needs and blessings. When it comes to worshiping and praising God, though, we might hesitate. We might be used to hearing this kind of prayer at church, and it's wonderful when a faith community lifts up their voices and prays to God. But what about in your personal prayer? Do you worship and praise the Lord in your intimate moments with Him? When we praise God, we tell Him how great He is and how much we appreciate Him. We might praise a person for doing a good job at something, right? Well, praise to God is similar, but it's lifted up to a heavenly level. Our greatest praise is reserved for God alone. In worship, we enter into adoration. This can be part of praise, but it's something deeper, more intimate, more profound. We express how important God is to us and how much we depend on Him. It's coming to Him in the most humble way, surrendering before His infinite love and grace. Worship might be the most sincere and profound form of prayer. You might not be used to including these types of prayer in your personal prayer life, but try it. Praise is a kind of spiritual combat prayer, too. When you are facing a tough trial, you may not feel like praising God, but if you do, you'll be amazed at how the Holy Spirit begins to change things. The enemy hates it when we praise God, and Satan runs away when he hears the words of praise coming from our lips. In worship and adoration, you deepen your relationship with God. You get to know Him and yourself better. You end up trusting and loving the Lord more and more as you open yourself up to His mercy and grace. It's a truly incredible experience as you come into more intimate communion with God. Remember, Jesus praised and worshiped His Father. If we follow Christ's example, we enter into a more spacious place of grace and blessings. And then, we can understand and be clear about what to ask for. And for sure, God will listen and provide us with all we need. So praise God's holy name. Reach out and up to Him. Lift up your arms and voice to Him. Worship the Lord in spirit and truth, with all your strength, with all your might. Show Him how much you love Him and depend on Him and trust Him. Then watch your love and trust in God grow to heavenly proportions. God bless you, my friend. You are in my prayers every single day. We ask for your blessing, O Lord. Install in us your Spirit to guide us and show us how to praise and worship you. Bring us closer to you. Lift us up to you. Show us the way. O Lord, may it be by your grace and by your Spirit. May our praise and worship be a full expression of the love we receive from you and return to you, O loving Lord. We pray for this in Jesus' name, amen.